repercussions for philosophy from technology. Professor Calvin.
Seriously, and try to
Craig Apostle about identity in an early writing, and he got it straight later. I was shocked to find that in his early writing, Craig got puzzled about it. What shocked me in Craig's case, unlike you, was that in his later writings, Craig has been so scrupulous about the things he's signing up, and so free of the confusions that have so befallen the introductory portions of Frederick and Russell's Principia Mathematica, which is in many other writings. Surprising in Craig's case. I was surprised over and over by people being puzzled over identity, but I still am having trouble finding the puzzle myself, or seeing why people can be puzzled if they distinguish between sign and object. So, I guess I see there are real problems here of a historical nature, real problems of a pedagogical nature, and of a psychological nature, over problems of identity. But I wish other people were clear of identity, so. This would be analogous to the case of an electron, where it's two electrons. And according to quantum mechanics, it's gathered that its meaning is in principle. There's no physical reality to the question of whether these electrons have converged in their paths and then separated again. Christmas greets. But that's all right. I don't think that imposes a lot of problems about what that tells me is that the term electron is just as a name for an enduring object is just not warranted, except in the ordinary practical useful way in which the word crowd is warranted. When do you have a crowd, when don't you? How many people does it take? Is it the same crowd that we can beat elsewhere? And these are not questions that can be meaningfully asked about in terms of such a vague word. But in that respect, the one about personal identity, say whether the fetus is a stage of the person that it grows up to be. Question simply that I have an answer to the term is defined for the purpose. And that's applied to the bowl. And that comes.
What's the bone problem again?
It seems so clearly that it's a lexicographic rather than a philosophical problem, although it's one that turns up only in philosophical context.
Yeah, it makes a difference for a philosophical problem. I got my theory.
Well, I hope you want to do it.
Wait. So the answer to the manage, until you decide which way you want to return?
Well, yes, I think that there will be certain practical purposes for which it's going to be useful.
We say that the first one has to be true.
Mr. Petrucci's main stage there, and he might say that there was a third sheet on that.
But if you said that you have three sheets, and the first one has to be true, then it's impossible that the second one be identical with the knowledge of the sheet. Is it
possible?
If it's a question of person, the answer is absolutely identical, not a matter of degree at all, I would say. Same person, 30 years ago and now.
Same one.
It's changing, one identical changing object. One identical changing object. Well, take a town. Several miles long, quite narrow at the north end, quite broad at the south end. It's very different between those ends. It's narrower here, wider here, but it's newer here, older here. It's only one town.
Different
physical parts of one momentary present day town. Well, now if I say the same thing about temporal parts of a single temporally extended object over a period of decades. And that object is a different decade to decade, the way that town is different from latitude to latitude. But it doesn't mean that it's many towns, it's one. And it doesn't mean there's many persons, it's one person. If we're talking about persons, if we're talking about person stages, they're different ones.
That's connected to the idea that maybe there was a relationship that does not exist anymore. Because normally when you talk about the ship, you talk about people that also has a enduring part of the undergoing change. Is that because we're talking about change, it's very much connected to the idea of enduring part, because the main identity of the part that you apply to the product. So that is the question that arises, that one of these two shapes that we have now is identical to one another. And that one might be and I think the sense of abortion is that you don't solve the problem of abortion by just having a convention about person. But what we decide about identity here is very much dependent on the whole ethical context.
In fact, the point needs to be emphasized is that this is not a matter of there being some eternal inscrutable essence, which is the essence of that person earlier today, or the essence of that ship earlier late. It's just a question of what we're calling a person, short, long, temporary, which way, yes, and of course, I think that's such an important piece of abortion that the concept of a person should have nothing to do with the issue. Nothing to do with the issue. It's an issue that involves various ethical problems that should be stated in their own terms, and the whole, of course, the natural political debate should be on the basis of social good, expediency, or ethical values of other sorts, whatever they might be. But not the concept of person, not the concept of identity.
Now, I'd like to point out the same crime, not either abortion or hybrid identity, was the crime that the President Rajoy heard in 1947, because that was what crime the paper was about. And that you can indeed step in the same room as well.
Yes.